It is the final day of May 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums. This is Ozarks at Large. With me on the phone from Fort Smith is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com, Michael Tilley. Thecitywire.com covers business, politics, culture, and more for the entire listening area. And how are you on Friday today, Michael?
I am well. I don't think we got near the weather you guys did up there, so the question should go back to you. How are you doing?
We're doing fine. This week, a sign that shows the economy may be improving. Home sales in three of the state's four largest metro areas up, and in some cases, double digits.
Yes, this is, as our economist Jeff Collins notes, I mean, that is it's the canary in the coal mine type factor, and in those four large markets, which is Northwest Arkansas, obviously Northwest Arkansas, Central Arkansas, and Jonesboro, the numbers are up. Unfortunately, in Fort Smith, we continue to see it's not that the numbers are way down; it's just that they're down some and they're flat, and it really reflects the employment situation in the Fort Smith area. It's just the economy is just struggling to hang on, but. Overall, home sales in those four large markets for the first 4 months of 2013 totaled 5,728, and that's up over 11% compared to 2002. And the value of those homes sold was $936 million. That's up over 15%. So those are very good signs. And, of course, just by way of reminder, the CityWire's home sales report, we look at the state's 14 most populated counties, and that accounts for between 70% and 75% of total Arkansas home sales, which also gives you an idea of how rural Arkansas can be. But home sale, the average sales prices are up in those markets, and we're hearing, especially in Northwest Arkansas, we're hearing these realtors say that this is the best year they've had in 5, 6, 7 years. So if you were waiting around for the economy for clear signs of economic improvement, here you go.
Jobless rates fell in both the Fort Smith metro area and Northwest Arkansas, 5.1% in April for Northwest Arkansas, just a little over 7 in the Fort Smith metro area. And both areas saw gains in the number of workers.
Yes, they did. Again, I don't want to belabor the point, but in Fort Smith, it's still, they saw gains, but they're not improvements even over where we were in April 2012. That's just something that Fort Smith, for example, we just look at the number of employed. The number of employed during April rose compared to March, but it's still almost 1,000 below where it was in April 2012. So that's not a good thing. But in Northwest Arkansas, I mean, good grief, it's just, it was a 5.1% rate in April. Below the 5.3% in April 2012. In fact, the Northwest Arkansas area was one of the only eight metro areas in or connected to Arkansas to have a jobless rate decrease in April compared to March, and also April compared to last April. Hmm. So that's a good sign. The number of employed there is up considerably. It's up in April. It was a little over 227,000, and compare that to just almost 222,000 in April 2012, almost 5,000 more employed in that metro area in 1 year. So between the housing stats and this labor status, I think the Northwest Arkansas economy is back to its usual tricks.
A week from right now, there will be all sorts of folks from Walmart in Northwest Arkansas for the annual shareholders meeting. Earlier this week, Walmart stores entered a guilty plea to dumping hazardous waste in California, $81 million in fines. What does this mean, if anything, for the shareholders meeting or for the company?
It doesn't. $81 million for you and I, that's, for me at least, I know you make that in a couple weekends.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money to you and I. For Walmart, that is not a lot of money. It was more about the publicity. Walmart has really, the past 4 or 5 years, or if not longer, really been focused on being a sustainability leader and talking about their role to protect the environment. And, these agreements came out. And this was not just a few folks, raising hell and upset about, dumping oil in the backyard. I mean, this case involved 20 prosecutors. It involved 32 environmental groups. And it was an 8-year collection of things that these prosecutors and others found in terms of bad environmental practices. So Walmart settled, and it's just it was just a black eye on Walmart financially in terms of a material impact. I mean, Walmart, it's like you and I hit a speed bump. It's no big deal. They'll move on, but it from a public relations standpoint, they'd probably much rather not have had this.
Finally, on the citywire.com right now is a survey that you and your staff conducted about area schools when it comes to storm shelters. We've been riding out some severe weather for the past couple of weeks. An interesting read by Ryan Saylor.
Well, we were surprised. Thank you. We were surprised that there were so few shelters around. I mean, look at what happened last night. I mean, most of the major tornadic activity or threats of tornadic activity was there in Benton County. Yet in Benton County, you know, the Bentonville and the Rogers School District, they have what are called some safe rooms, but they don't have storm shelters in terms of what FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, determines to be a storm shelter. In the Fort Smith area, there are many schools over in, in East Oklahoma. There are a lot of schools, and we see around in Oklahoma several that have them. And we're, Governor Fallon in Oklahoma has reported that she's going to do more to seek federal grants and try to get local school districts to build some kind of to build some more shelters. But I guess what we were surprised was just so in this. I mean, we're like it or not, we're part of these two metro areas are part of a tornado alley, and we were, like I said, we were somewhat surprised that there were so few facilities, especially in the Benton County area for storm shelters.
You and I are from kind of the same generation. We both went to rural school districts in Arkansas. Did you have a safe room or any sort of tornado drills when you were in school?
It was the hall outside our school room, classroom, typically. Just go out in the hall and, get down in a crouching position, put your hand over your head. That was our safe room, typically. And when I, at the house where I grew up, we had a tornado shelter. Bill thought, it faced the entrance faced the east, faced away from where the tornado would. I mean, it was built up. It was nice. We never had to use it, fortunately, thankfully, but we had, and a lot of our neighbors did, but not in our school districts, no, sir.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, and more for the entire listening area. Michael, I'll be gone the next couple of weeks. You'll be talking to Antoinette Grajeda. I'll talk to you in mid-June.
All right. Have a good and safe trip.
Thank you.